It's not very common. It can happen. It can happen. Right, let's see from there. Let's just go. Tovkov Samohalov. Tandis. Tovkov Samohalov. See if Aleph. So that's our lock of a Tandis. Tovkov Samohalov. Tandis sit by Omer Shatz, I need to be in Gerla Rifa. We need a silly motion that's gone here. Shat says Aneinu between Beis Geula and Refuah. That's where he says it, yeah? After going to Israel, he says a bracha. Aneinu makes a special bracha, an extra bracha, actually, yeah? Someone asked me once, when did you get someone who says 21 brachas in Shemon Esra?
Aneinu, what?
When you get 21.
Aneinu is 20.
21 is actually, I'm just thinking, that was he's a coin. He's a coin. He's a bit of a coin. Yes, a bracha. Okay, it's 21. Okay, it's not very common.
What about
Mincha? Oh, I'll come to Mincha. So it's the same. Shachris and Mincha is all the same. The Baal Tfila Chazan says, Aneinu ben Gerla Rufa. And he finished so far, Hashem Aneinu ben Samri, so he saw. That is the halacha. So this is Vodin Shulchan Aruch, that's what we do. In the Tfilas Lachash, when the Chazan davens himself, obviously he says it Aneinu in the science message, yeah? In Shmak Aneinu. Shachris is nothing, but Mincha. For Mincha, he says Aneinu in the Shmei Tfilah. When he does Chazor the Shatz, he says Aneinu in between Geula and Refuah. The Shaif Bible, you forgot to say Aneinu. The main thing I like is actually, if someone forgot to say Aneinu, the Chazan, let's talk about the Chazan first of all. The Chazan forgot to say Aneinu when she was davening, and they forgot to stop him. And he started Refa'in Rashi with Eirah Feit. So what does he do now? Very interesting, actually, the halacha is that he goes back to this Aneinu, and afterwards he goes back to Refa'in again. It's the Mishnah Berurah Kuf Yotes, Sifkan Tezayin. If he said Baruch to Hashem of the Brocha, Rofi Chayle, he says Baruch to Hashem, then he finishes off Rofi Chayle, and he says Ishmael Aleinu. But up till then, if someone's Ma'ol Chazan, that he's not done it, then he has to go back and say it Aneinu as a Brocha with the Atzma. That's what he does. That is the halacha. Why did you forget there? He didn't say Ishmael Aleinu, So Ishmael Aleinu, you say just after, before Kiyat HaShemet Vezkofe, yeah? So a lot of, it's not here actually, but if a person forgot it, the Chazan forgot it, then he says it in Ishmael Aleinu, yeah? What? I'm going to Shachris, yeah. So if he forgot it there, let's say he forgot to ask Shemak Aleinu, so Baruch HaShem Shemet, but he's really finished Shemet Tefillah, then, very interesting, what he does is he says it in Shemon Esra. He says then Aneinu. I think he says it with a brock actually. Let's just check. Is it there? Yeah, I think he says it there. He says it without the chasima. He says it there without the chasima. And who I didn't shmak Aleinu, he said without the chasima, yeah? So it's only, the chasima is only if he says it in between Shufayin and Geula. That's the only time he says it. Otherwise, there's no one. Now, that's the very interesting machlokes as well. That's part one. Now, the shayla is how many people do you need to have in shul to say Aneinu? Do you have to have a minion? Why haven't you got 10 people and 6 are fasting and 4 are not?
Let me ask you,
if you don't have Mechidus. No, talk about the Chazan. When can the Chazan say it? When can the Chazan say it, the thing? So it's a very interesting halacha over here. I must tell you, it's very embarrassing. So I was once in shul.
Chazan in all nature.
Yeah, but
Chazan
can only be a Chazan if there's a minion in the first place.
No, in all nature, nobody's fasting.
No, but I was actually.
The one who says it has to fast.
So that's a shame. So I was watching a shul, without mentioning any names. The rabbi said it was a bit simple. We'll come to that in a few minutes. And what was, they called up the first Eliyah Kohen on the fast day, and he was very embarrassed. He said, really sorry, he's not fasting. So that's a very simple shame. There were 10 people in the shul. So the shame is now also, that was probably a bit more than 10, but let's say it's. What? I don't know, he was very embarrassed. Yeah, I don't think so embarrassed. I'm saying I can't fast, nothing wrong. I'm saying he was very, very embarrassed, actually. Really, the Gabba should find out first. That's really what should happen. Either that, or he should go out of shul. The Kohen should walk out of shul first before he doesn't get called up. Such a case. That's the best thing to do.
He wasn't fasting.
Because you haven't come to the Shia yet. If you finish the Shia, you'll see why everything's okay. Yeah. Sablanot. It's called. Ah, okay, Mary, so we'll see. So here, let me see. The first shitter is, there is a halacha in Shulchan Aruch over here. The halacha is in Tov Kuf Samav Vav Siv Gimel. Ain't so chatman, the chatman says quite clearly, ain't shliat tzibba oimah aneinu barach v'atz for elim ken yesh v'yis ha-kenes ha-sor shim zanin. You do not say aneinu unless you've got 10 who are fasting. So he's right, so you've got the bunch of 10 people, one of them's not fasting. According to the Mechaba, you cannot say aneinu. But I feel him yesh v'yis, sorry, don't make a difference. Send the Mishabur over here, Gimel. Aval Yimrendo, what does his cousin do? So he's got 10 people in the shul, and one of them is not fasting, so he can't take part, he's not part of them, you know. So Yimrendo b'shemeh tefillah. K'shea yochet shutazo. The cousin will now say in what do you call it? Elim came based on Knesset. Now, it says in Mishmur, they need Kriyas Vayichal. What about Vayichal? K'shechol atan silo b'shemeh
chamishi. The cousin should say it in
Shemak Aleinu.
He should say
it. Yeah, you can't say the normal one. You can't say it between before Gula. You can't say a Brock Rasa Moshi. But what you do is, if there's not 10 people in the shul, what you do is you say Shemak Aleinu. It says the Mishnah Berurah now. Okay, Shachar, what about... Or the Indian Kriyas Vayichal, Kishchol Atzad Sivu V'Shei V'Chamishi, Abbi Shadoichin Parshas HaShavuah, Let's come, Brochel of Atola. So he says, what happens about Kriyas Vayichal? So he says, on Monday and Thursday, where anyway you have to lie in Shabbos. So then you can say Vayichal, even though you haven't got a million people fasting. Yeah? Alpha piece of doing about his voice. So he might say, that's not a problem. Im came die because Yeshua is a Knesset, it's Kohen, that's enough. If you've got six in the shul on a fast day, on Monday or Thursday, with Shachris, as the Mishnah Berurah, there's no problem. You're allowed to, what do you call it? Because since it's a regular day for saying Kriyas HaTorah anyway, so the Meister, we let you say Vayichal. But, that's when you got six people. Masha Enkev says to Mishnah, however, though, B'mincha, sorry, basically, this is for Mincha, you need 10 in the shul fasting. But who are then Shachris, because the whole Rishon, B'sheni, Rishon, Shlishi, Rishon, Shlishi, you vote on Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, for Shachris, you need to have 10 people fasting. Otherwise, you've got a problem. That's what he says. Now, the Vayah, that's a problem. So if you haven't got 10 people, you've only got 10 people, one of the fasting, another. Then the Mishnah carries on, but yes, Omrim, some say that matan is sibul shel arba tzomos. Any matan is sibul if you have today. Kibbutz rira kabbalah. I feel that ain shom is anim rak shiva. If you have seven fasting, v'asha enim is anim because they're not well. You can say aneinu and read vayichal. So there's two shittas in it. Machaba holds you to 10. If you haven't got 10, you can't do it. It looks like if you've got the mishaburim is another shitta which seems to hold that if you've got 7, he makes the number 7. If you've got 7 people who are fasting out of the 10, then some say it was a day for saying Shachris anyway. If you're anyway saying Kriyas HaTorah, you're allowed to. Even if it's not a day of Kriyas HaTorah. If it's a day of Kriyas HaTorah, you're supposed to anyway make it, there are 6. If it's not a day of Kriyas HaTorah, let's say it's Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Friday in the morning, or it's a Mincha, but since it's a fast day, a Sibbatik, a fast day, the Mishaburah brings down that some people hold that one is allowed to say aneinu and vayichal in such a case. It seems this is the minhag.
There's 7 fasting.
So this is a shayla, 7. Mishpura says 7, others bring 6. Very interesting thing. Right, it can happen in an old age home, let's say for example. You've got a small minion.
If it's not fasting, you can't get aliyah.
So that's a big shayla. I said, if someone's not fasting, pastor should not get aliyah.
Should not get
aliyah. Now the question is fasting at that moment, maybe that's better. I don't know, now I'm not sure about.
Why can't we say aneinu in the morning? Not the tzibah. If we're all fasting, the whole problem is
we don't say aneinu in
the shachris. We the tzibah
ourselves because
might not end
the fast.
Is that
a reason? Yeah, that's what I saw. That's what we don't say. That's a reason. But if we're already fasting in the morning, why can't we say aneinu? Yeah, that's a reason. Who's the shachris probably saying for everyone in the shul? So with him, probably someone's going to fast
there,
so it's not a stira.
We say for everybody.
Yeah. Is that the reason why we don't say shachris?
That's what I saw.
You heard that was interesting. I don't know. Interesting. I don't know.
That's
why
we don't say.
We tackle it. It's like we don't say it. We don't tackle it.
We
don't say it.
I said
anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is to that question. So, once more again, so the Mishnah Berurah says like this. The Mechaber says you need to have 10 fasting.
Yeah.
And the Mishnah Berurah speaks out, according to the Mechaber, if you've got only 9 fasting and 1 not, you can't say aneinu, you can't say vayichal either. But then the Mishnah Berurah is another shitter. First of all, shitter number one is, in this, Mishnah Berurah's maker, if it's a Monday or Thursday Shachris, where anyway you've got Kriyas HaTorah, so Mishnah Berurah's there is maker to have 6. That's no problem. yeah, but he says if it's Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Friday, you have a problem. Then he brings another shitter, which says that even if it's a Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, or Friday, if you have six, since it's a similar communal fasting, so some people say that's enough to be saved by a chal and anin. It looks like that a minig is like the second shitter. So one can say it's a chiddush. I must say it's a chiddush though, but the mice, it looks like we take on like this. That if there's six people fasting, or seven, I'll say it must be six or seven. Mishmur says seven for some reason. He says you have to have seven. That's what it's Loshen. He says, yes, I was retired, Simish and Abba, so I must keep in the Medira Kawali. I feel ain't Shom is only Rak Shiva. He says clearly seven. It's interesting why he says seven. Normally, he's six is Rover Minion. Why is that not? But here, for some reason, I would say six is the right area now. So I'm saying in some places, that's what they rely on. Why is that's what they do? Right, that is the first part of that. Vayechal, also spoke about Vayechal.
Do women have to say that?
It's a fast, they can say, I suppose, yeah.
Do women have to say it in the afternoon if they fast?
Now, well, you're shy, good shy. Well, I would just, if someone's fasting now, but he knows you're going to break it later. So he's fasting now, and Moshe said, let's say it's mincha time. He's done early mincha, 2 o'clock. So he's fasting until 2 o'clock. He's fasting at 2 o'clock, but he knows later the mice is very, very good shy, he's going to have to break it fast. What should you do?
5 to 2.
Sorry?
5 to 2.
5 to 2. 5 to 2 is mincha. And the mice say, he knows that after mincha, sometime in the afternoon, he's going to break it fast. What should you do? So that halacha is first of all, it's a big shadow when he can be part of the ten. If he knows he's going to break his fast, unless you rely on the second shitter. According to the first shitter of the
Chama,
the moment is fasting, yeah. According to the first shitter of the Chama, that's a big problem. So according to the first shitter, you need 10 mamish, that could be a problem. According to the other shitter, that's all right. But the vice is better to be to have 10 who are mamish fasting. That's what Mishmur's idea is, that ideally one should have for mencha all 10 who are fasting. Now, what about a private person who's what do you call it, who's davening? So he says, Aleinu in Shema Kaleinu. There's no chasima, there's no ending in that brach at all. If he was Messiah Shema Tfilah, he forgot to say Aleinu. He was Messiah Shema Tfilah without saying Aleinu. So then he doesn't go back. By the end of davening, before Yilerotzoin, he says Aleinu. It's a bit of a question, which Yilerotzoin? Is it one just after the Kaleinu? Many people say Yilerotzoin and then say the Kaleinu.
Yeah.
And then there's another Yilerotz before it's a Shalom. Yeah. So the question is where this one is. Where did you put this? So Yochid forgot it. Where does it go? It looks like the general consensus is that you say it, that the second one actually.
Second one.
Some say the first one, but most people seem to say it's the second one.
You can answer Kedusha, etc. after the first one.
Once yeah, it's true. And the Chazan, for example, when he forgot it, he says it then.
Yeah.
He says it after we saw Shalom. So you can't say it. It looks like actually he saw sort of brings a machlokes about this when you say it, which part you say it. But
the Chazan also says it without the Bochum then.
Yeah. In a kind of, so once you've missed Gola, even Shmaka, then you say without Bracha. You've had it, you can't say anything else before, yeah? What about a private person? That's not, this is the Chiddush actually, because what you said, because it says a private person who's not being mashed in Matanis. So he knows, this person knows he's not going to finish the Matanis. Can he say anything?
At the moment he's fasting.
The moment he's fasting, he knows he's going to break fast. Talking about Tana Sibu, this yeah, Tana Sibu, which Chazal made a takana to fast, and this person knows that he can't fast all day. Is he? Does he say Aneinu in this Shemana Esra? So the loch is like the Tokus on base of Aleph. The Machaber says Tokus on base. You're allowed to say it. Yeah, Aneinu Shemayat Tefillah. But Rav Hakadosh is saying Shemayat Tefillah. He's allowed to say Aneinu actually. Since he's fasting now, he is allowed to say Aneinu. He's allowed to say Aneinu. He says, he can say, but you don't have time to say it. However, why would if he's already broken his fast? Let's say he already had lunch.
And then he wants to have mincha.
And he wants to have mincha. So it's interesting, actually. Then also, the halacha is also very interesting. You're allowed to say Aneinu, but you change the words. You don't say, but you don't have time to say nu, but you don't have time to say you change it to. Interesting thing, you change the words to be Yom Matanis are there. Okay, that's all. It's such a case of where a person is a Yochid. Now, another interesting, what's the Shabbos is a Chazan who started Chazos HaShatz. Let's say we go with the Shitta, you need 10 people. And then, one of the people walked out. So we've got nine.
A general question.
Yeah, so normally because of the shuffle, let you finish it off, yeah? But it's quite right. Normally because of the shuffle, let's say the cousin started with 10 people, he said, Kedusha and everything, and looks around, there's only 9 people davening. So normally we say you can finish off that whole evening. So you go all the way to the Kaddish Discovery of the one that's here, I think, as far as I remember, you're allowed to go. But what about Aneinu? Can you say Aneinu? As Aneinu is not really part of this filler. I mean, I said that, I put it in, but is that also part of it? So halacha is like this, if there were 10 and one went out, he should say Shema Kaleinu without a chasima. That's another way out of it. So say, you can't say it as a bracha for the answer, you haven't got 10. I mean, if you've got 15 people in the shul, and let's say 7 of them are not fasting, so you've got this other shism, which is ruined. Now, once you've got 7 of that fasting, whatever, on a timeless day, that'll be all right, yeah? Okay. This is no good. And what you said before is also correct. As someone who's a private person who knows he's not going to fast, he should not be the Shliach Tzibur.
What did you say?
A person who's not fasting, whatever reason it is, should not be the Shliach Tzibur. Now you're asking what should be for a Kohen who's not fasting. Should he be called up for earlier?
I suppose
not. Yeah, that was what the Kohen should call him up.
Say, I'm going to come
then. It's very awkward. If I say it's very, very awkward, it's the case. I mean, if he's fasting now, why would he be fasting now? But it's the rigor. First of all, how do you know a person's not going to fast? It could be, if he's got to stop him, maybe it's all right as well. If the person knows he's not fasting, then I would have thought it's a bit of a hilarious to call him up because he might not be in a parasha. Unless it's going to be Mishnah Berurah. If it's a Monday or Thursday, maybe it's better. Because that's anyway, it didn't.
So it's a only.
Yeah, so I have to check it out. I'm not sure. It sounds like a hilarious up to call up a Kohen. Yeah. I wasn't sure once when it happened and the person didn't want to kill your ear.
He was called up
already. Maybe Tom Hoffman, actually.
Sorry,
no, he gets called. Yeah, he said, I mean, it was very embarrassing. He said, you can't get the
other. Is it the same as well?
What?
Is it the Zoe? If somebody's called up and he doesn't go.
But he's got a reason why he's not going up. He's got a reason why he doesn't. What's going on? He's got a reason. Why? You're saying, simple as well, say, maybe if it's on a. Let's say it's a fast day, which anyway you have to call up. Anyways, let's say today wasn't a fast day. Today wasn't a Monday or Thursday. No. If it's a Monday or Thursday, maybe it's better on Monday or Thursday. But on a Sunday, to call up a query for someone where he does what he...
Is it the same day as Yom Kippur?
I think it's a chiddush, actually. As far as I remember, it's a chiddush. I don't remember.
Because it's normal.
It's a Yom Kippur. I have to check it out. I think there was a chilek, as far as I remember. I remember someone asked me earlier, and I think someone said there was a chilek in Yom Kippur. Something like this. But maybe it's right. Maybe it can call a car. I wasn't sure when the car said he doesn't want the aliyah. It was a bit al-chacham. Maybe it was on a Sunday. I don't know what day it was. I don't know what day of the times was. But I've got to check it up. You have to check it out what this halacha is. If a car gets called up, what should he do when he's not fasting? I mean, you're right, there's no embarrassment really, because a lot of people don't fast, they can't manage to fast, it's the thing, but they feel embarrassed. a private person who's not fasting should not be the chazan, but if there's no other chazan there, or you've got, for some reason he's got the bracelet, he can't help it, he's got it, what does he do? So it looks like it changes as well. What does he do? He should say Aneinu Shemer Tefillah, actually. He should not say a bracha. That doesn't say about changing it. It's interesting. Could be a tzibur, he's talking about a whole tzibur, maybe it's better. It's very interesting, actually. So you ask me a question, when does a chazan ever say Aneinu Shemer Tefillah? So one answer is, what we said at the beginning, is when he made a mistake. He missed out. He got to after Gerd Yisroel, started for Aneinu, he finished the bracha, so he can't go back. I said bracha tashem, without bracha, he can't go back. He says it in Shema Kaleinu. That's one. Option number two is, if for some reason the chazan is someone who's not fasting, he also can't say he cannot say the bracha of this, and therefore he has to, he has to say it in Shemir Tefillah. That's the thing. Those are the two answers to that case over here. Those are the two cases where he will say Aneinu in But we have to check up. This thing we want to check up about a Kohen who gets called up, or a lady, the same time by a lady, a Kohen or a lady gets called up on the thing, and it's not fasting. What's that? Okay, so we'll stop there.
Hopefully we'll get the answer tomorrow.